Misa in Seattle, thanks for your call.
Hi, Rick.
Hi.
How you doing?
We're doing great.
It's so nice to hear those guys talk.
Isn't it fun?
It's so much fun, because the thing I wanted to say was people need to go to Sicily because the Sicilians are the funnest people I've ever met. And I've been all over Ireland. I speak Italian, so I'm really lucky because I could really talk to people. And I was there right before the last election, and everybody wanted to talk politics with me. Even people I met for like 2 minutes over buying a gelato wanted to really, really ask me questions, not just tell me.
Yeah.
I think people can hear from how these guys talk about life, how passionate Sicilians are.
And they're paying attention to American politics, too, from their perspective.
Absolutely. And they have opinions in ways that we don't have opinions on other people's politics because we don't know about them.
Yeah. And I remember going up to the volcano in a Jeep, and the driver of the Jeep was dying to talk politics. But there's a politeness, so they're not going to broach that. But as soon as I let it be known that I'm comfortable talking politics, bam, we had ourselves a great conversation. Alfio, Tommaso, any ideas on talking politics?
Well, politics is a great issue, isn't it? So don't forget that we have a different government from the rest of Italy. The rest of Italy, we have the left parties on the government. In Sicily, we have the right party. So first of all, big differences between Sicily and the rest of Italy. Politics is, when we talk about politics, when we think about politics, we think always about the dirty thing, about, mafiosos and so on. But the attitude now is changing, especially the new generation. They don't want to be more active in politics. So they want to participate in a very active way to the construction, to the building of the new Sicily. Don't forget that Sicily has changed in this past 20 years very much. Don't forget that Sicily was a very poor island. Now it's a rich island, I would say. It's not a poor island. And this was thanks also to the politics who changed the attitude of the Sicilian this past decades.
Also, there's a huge immigration factor of Sicilians coming to the United States.
Yes.
Because historically, poor parts of countries would leave the country from Norway or Sweden or Ireland or Italy. So the Sicilians went to the United States.
Exactly.
So you have a big connection with America.
Yes. May I say something about this? So Sicily, you have the image of Sicily because of people that left Sicily at the beginning of the century. And that is very true. Especially, there was a big, huge earthquake on 1908. 80,000 people in Messina only died.
Wow.
So that was the beginning of the, can I say, bulk migration?
Bulk migration.
Towards North America and South America as well. We are right now 5 million in Sicily. At that time, the population was much lower, and 1 million or 1.5 million Sicilians left. Right now, in U.S., there are 18 million Sicilian Americans.
So this is almost like Ireland, with more of your people in America, really. And do many of these people, when they are ready to retire, do some people go back to the old country, back to Sicily?
Yes, they come back, and they usually come back to find their roots. This is amazing, because, you come Sicilian third, fourth generation, find their roots, find their traces. So you go to the churches, you find the baptized certificate, the marriage certificate. This is very exciting for them, because when you find even one certificate, you can go back in the records that you can get to the 17th century, and the Americans, especially the Americans, they get amazed. Oh, mamma mia, this is really something that I never had before. So it's really fun, when you go back to the, generation. And yes, we have a lot of American Sicilian, we are coming back. Sometimes you know what they come for? To claim the properties. Because they remember that probably their grandfather, grandmother, they had a house, they abandoned the house, but they cannot claim the properties because we have a law in Italy. After 20 years that you don't claim the properties or you don't pay the taxes, you lose them. So they, when they arrive there, they get a little bit disappointed because, oh, that house was mine, but it's not mine anymore.
20 years, you snooze, you
so
lose.
Come to Sicily more often.
Come to Sicily more often. Good advice. Misa, thanks for your call. I hope that was interesting for you.
Well, and the thing about the connection with the American, when I was in the Vucaria market in Palermo, I met this group of men who were eating tripe at 10 o'clock in the morning and washing down with this red wine. And this old man came over to me, and I was speaking Italian, and he said, well, where's your grandmother from? And I said, well, New York. He said, no, 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 before New York. Yeah. And I said, no, 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 I'm not from here. And he, because I'm Jewish, but he was so wanting me to be Sicilian. that was my most welcoming moment. He just was so, like, he's like, look at you, you're little like Sicilian, and you talk with your hands. And I'm like, well, that's the Sicilian in all New Yorkers, because New York was totally shaped by this huge amount of Sicilians who were there.
Yes,
and
yes.
Many of the characteristics that we think are New Yorkers, I think, are Sicilian.
You know, that's very interesting how that would sort of rub off on each other in an immigrant community like New York.
The people, and my grandparents came at the same time as these people came, and they were all in these little neighborhoods, all next to each other,
yeah.
All having the same kind of relationship with the people who were from there, and they all kind of became New Yorkers. And when I was in Palermo, I felt like I could close my eyes and be in parts of New York.
Yeah.
So when we go to Sicily, we can be honorary Sicilians.
Exactly.
Misa, thanks for your call.
You're welcome.